Welcome to the Ether. Today is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Dow Dow AMA. Let's take a listen.
Dow game, which someone like, we didn't even announce it and someone like solved it. Because originally we're going to do all these like kind of like puzzle kind of things. And those are still maybe coming. But yeah, we've been kind of like, you know, thinking about Dow games a lot. And I think it's something that, you know, Case can speak more to you. It's a really great way to like teach people like how to use these tools. And plus it's just fun, you know, it's a great way to like test out things through play rather than, you know, like trying to make super serious DAOs or whatever. So yeah, there's going to be a lot more DAO games happening. And I'd specifically like to talk about one DAO game that we're launching soon, which is Case's Brainchild. And I think it's a little bit maybe like different from what people would normally expect. And I'm just going to like hand the mic over to Case to like talk a bit about it. And yeah.
Cool. Great. That's a great intro. Thanks. I feel like there are three kinds of DAO games, at least the ones that we've played with. The first kind of DAO game is, hey, it's on DAODAO and it can be hacked or messed with. And there's kind of a bounty and they're kind of secret and they pop up every once in a while. Those are, you know, more security focused, more social engineering focused, more hacking focused, a little bit more like what you'd see at DEF CON or like Catch the Flag tournaments. And those are super crucial for just breaking things and having fun and identifying cool people that could contribute to making everything more secure. And then there's the IRL DAO games, which are, let's test out a new kind of voting threshold, but let's test it with real people. So we did this at ETH Portland last month and got to test and just kind of play test in real life. So we didn't get in the way, like the interface didn't get in the way. It was just kind of like pure mess around and see what happens. But during that time, everyone kind of got these like little secret agendas. And I thought that would be really cool to say, you know, not everyone can all meet in person and do something, but if you can and you have no understanding of a DAO, for instance, like you could play a DAO game. So I ended up over the last month making a paper version of a game that has a bunch of cards that have secret mission cards that everyone gets, that there's proposals that you can write in. Every time a proposal passes with the group, you get an event card, and then you have to deal with things like somebody lost a private key or suddenly your DAO got really popular. And what I've noticed after playing it with about, I guess it's been like 65 different people over like 10 games so far, is that it definitely represents real life of, okay, we made a DAO, now what? You know, how do you move the game along? How do you move, you know, governance along in real life? But then also the secret mission cards were kind of individualistic, and I realized how being part of DAO is more of like a remembering of maybe 1,000 years ago what it was like to be a collective. And it, so I'm looking actively for a couple more secret mission card types that would allow people to collaborate with each other. But it's really cool because, you know, a 14-year-old can play alongside like an 80-year-old, and somebody who's, you know, really into governance can play, and somebody who's never done governance before can play. And it's been pretty universally a good time. So I'm looking to release that. I also want to make that a DAO where if people come up with like a mission card, they can get governance tokens, and they would just submit that right in the proposal in DAODAO and then request some DAO game token to be added to their wallet. So I love the idea of bootstrapping it that way and just having a good time, like being on the playground where you can kind of see the limits of what's possible and play at the edge without there being like $1 million in the treasury, so that when you do have $1 million treasury, you've already made a bunch of mistakes in a safe way. So that's kind of the idea of that particular kind of DAO game.
Yeah, so look out for that. It's going to be fun. It's maybe not what you expected, but I think it's actually like I think I've played it, and I've played it with a couple people, and it was like actually one of the most fun games I've played. And people are just like shouting and having like such a great time. So really excited to share that with you all. There's probably going to be like, I don't know, maybe like an NFT drop of that, which I think would be really sick. And yeah, like Case said, it's going to be a DAO itself. So a DAO will be running the card game and managing the official rules. So I think that'll be a fun game and a great way for, you know, people to continue to play along. And yeah, like Case said, it's one of many, many games that are unfolding at the moment.
Can I tell the story of the original DAO game?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Oh yeah, that's probably good for context. We've got a whole hour here, so let's go.
Yeah. So for context, we like initially created these DAO games. The initial idea is this would be like a real DAO on the DAO testnet or on the, you know, mainnet. And there'd be some like flaw, like it had like it said its quorum wrong or the proposal duration is too long, and so there's like a way to take it over. And so we made one of these and I put it up on the testnet, but we didn't announce it. And so there's just like this secret DAO game sitting on the testnet, totally unannounced. And this is before we have search. There's like no easy way to find it. And sort of like put it up there, forget about it, and then come back to it like a month later. And someone has like independently located this DAO game, completed the DAO game, and then we sent them 10 Juno as their prize. So for people watching, like there may be advantages to hanging out in the search bar on DAO.zone and searching for games, for DAO game. It's kind of a funny journey. If anyone knows who did that, I'd love to meet them and like give them a virtual high five or something. It's quite cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, so be on the lookout. You never know what's going to be a DAO game. You know, we can't say what it is up front, you know, that it makes things, you know, more exciting. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Let's see, what should we talk about next? Anyone have anything else to add about DAO games? Other than that they're like mysterious and happening all the time, and that there's going to be prizes and yeah, anyone else have anything to add? Nope, going once, going twice. Okay, on to the next thing. I think this is a little bit of a longer topic, so bear with me, but I think it's important to talk about, you know, what we've been working on for the last, you know, I'd say like a couple months, potentially even longer in some of these initiatives. And it's not just search, which is really cool. It's actually like a whole rewrite of the smart contracts. So if you use DAO today, you're using the beta version, which is fine. You know, we shipped it. We're big fans of shipping. But we have a whole new version that's coming out, and it's a lot better. And it's also getting audited too by Oak Security, and we expect that audit to be ready in a couple weeks. So that's, you know, going to be great. Zeke, I think we should like maybe just go through and like I can list out some of the features that, you know, I think are really cool in the new contracts, but it'd be really great to like get, you know, Callum and Zeke, your guys' perspective. I see Callum has his hand raised. Go, Callum.
Yeah, I was going to say that Nick wants to be added as a speaker, and I can't see him in the list, so I must be being blind before I just completely derailed the flow. But yeah, I can talk about V1 as well, but yeah, Nick wants to come up on the stage, as in Elsao. But I can't see him in the list.
Oh, weird. Nick, join and rejoin and then click request speaker. It might have a little glitch.
I think you got to be on your phone, Nick. You can't just join from your desktop because Twitter sucks. I don't know.
But I can talk a little bit about the V1 contracts and why they're
Let's keep it on topic. Yeah, V1 contracts. Let's go.
Yeah. So anyway, like many of you have probably like, you know, a DAO is... So, okay, you may be familiar with this, like, one of the challenges with smart contracts that doesn't exist so much in, like, the Web2 space is that once you deploy a smart contract, you know, it's totally immutable. And so this, like, presents some problems because, like, let's say that DAO releases some new features in our smart contracts and you are, like, a DAO using DAO and you want to use these features. In like the traditional like smart contract model, that's pretty hard because you've deployed this smart contract, it is your DAO, and it's immutable, which is one of the advantages. And so what we've done with these V1 contracts is we've tried to do split these DAO contracts up into effectively what are like modules. And so we have like a core module, which is like the core DAO contract. And that's basically all that does is that holds your treasury. And then outside of that, we've got like a voting power module and a proposal module. And these voting power modules and proposal modules can be upgraded by a votes of your DAO. So say, for example, that we release NFT style voting, which is actually one thing we're working on. And so you've got an NFT collection and you want to let members of your NFT collection vote as if they had governance tokens. So what you could do then is with these new contracts is you could make a proposal to your DAO that says, hey, let's swap over to NFT style voting. And what that would do is it would swap out your voting power module. And now all of a sudden your voting power is based on your ownership of an NFT. And this also has other advantages. So you can have more than one proposal module. So you could do stuff like, oh, I want ranked choice voting or I want multiple choice voting. I know like a lot of on-chain governance, like, has had a really hard time with multiple choice voting because currently, like in the governance module, you really only have single choice voting, and this, you know, presents problems. So with these new DAO contracts, if you wanted to add multiple choice voting, BlueNote is actually in here, is currently working on implementing multiple choice voting for DAO. So you can make a governance proposal and add multiple choice voting to your DAO. The same goes for doing like a security update or plugging in your own custom code. So these have like this very well-defined interface. And so if you want to come up with whatever random scheme you have for how to do voting and proposals, you can just implement that inside of the interface. It'll just like magically work with these contracts. So I think what these contracts are doing is like taking what was initially sort of just like DAO tooling contracts, and we're making them like really like next-gen DAO tooling contracts. And so like with these new DAO contracts, like MakerDAO on Ethereum is like a really great example of modular DAO. They have all these cool features, and like you can now do that with DAO contracts. So it really like opens the playing field for what DAOs on DAO can do by having these super modular contracts.
Yeah, and do you mind if I jump in or?
Please.
Yeah. So what I've been sort of explaining as is, we're now giving you the pieces of the puzzle, and it's down to you as to how to put them together to sort of allude to it so that you could slot in these different voting styles, these different proposal modules. So if you wanted to, you could have an NFT voting and then a single choice that allow people to define custom options, and even got some pretty exciting different voting systems coming up. For example, for how we've had to write our own custom voting module to be compatible with these because of our bespoke staking system. But this is the sort of thing that we've wanted to encourage, that if you wanted to write your own custom DAO module, that's completely possible if you have the technical skill set to do so. You've just got to make sure it supports an interface, which is super simple. And then you can just plug it right in and sort of structure your DAO exactly how you want.
Yeah, so if you were like a validator, which I know we have some people in there, like maybe you could write a custom voting module for DAO where voting power is assigned by how much, you know, has been delegated to your validator. It's like truly infinity possibilities here.
Yeah, really cool. I guess just to summarize, yeah, some of the key things that, you know, the V1 contracts enable are, you know, modularity and composability, like being able to, you know, combine all these different types of modules together into really crazy complex new governance systems. And you know, one of the things we haven't talked about yet is actually sub-DAOs. So the new contracts actually support sub-DAOs, which I think is a really, really cool pattern that's, you know, extremely, extremely useful for a lot of projects. And that we're going to start using at Juno too. I got a governance proposal that's going to come out along those lines today. So that's going to be exciting. Look forward to that. But yeah, sub-DAOs are going to be like a really, really big and important feature that is also enabled by the V1 contracts. And then, yeah, there's just so much in the V1 contracts. It's like I could probably keep talking about them for quite a while. Another really cool thing, and I'm just going to mention this, and I know some people just want to hear about like token stuff and don't want to hear about like, you know, the technical details of this DAO tooling, but you'll just have to wait. You know, I think one of the things that really I think is also awesome is like we can do sort of like we can chain these modules together with middleware. So we're like actually bringing middleware to DAO tooling, which is really great. So someone actually who we met in Prague is working on an authorization module that like, you know, you can have a sub DAO and give that sub DAO like certain permissions, you know, that it can do for the DAO. So for example, say you want to, or maybe a bot, say you want to have a bot, for example, that like claims and restakes your tokens on behalf of the DAO. You know, this like, you know, we can make authorization modules that like allow for, you know, that to happen in a secure way. Another thing that we're looking for is like, you know, being able to build things like approval flows and stuff like that. You know, not a lot of DAO tooling has things like approval flows. You know, and it's, I think, really shows that we're like aiming for kind of next gen stuff and that we're building things specifically so that you can build things with a large amount of customization. Yeah. Any closing thoughts on that? I know there's like a ton more in like the smart contract feature stuff, but you know, I think that that's probably good coverage. And again, we can expect, you know, the audit of V1 to probably be done in like the next couple weeks. And then maybe we can start talking about all the UI stuff as well. There's so much happening. Zeke, Callum, Nick, any last notes on the contracts?
Yeah, I mean, if we could open up to questions here, if we have questions about things they can make with it.
Yeah, I think we can do questions. I have two more things I want to get through. I want to talk to you what's new with the UI, and then I want to talk to you through like alpha stuff, and then we'll open it up to questions.
Great. Yeah, let's talk about the UI.
Okay, so the UI is the other really big effort. You know, obviously we've been doing a ton of work on the smart contracts, but you know, a lot of people don't really care about the smart contracts. They care about, you know, having a really beautiful user interface, you know, and we're serious about making no code DAO tooling. So there's big improvements that are landing in the UI very, very soon. We are actually, you know, completely supporting mobile now, which is, you know, going to be a big thing for us going forward. That we are reworking the UI to work with the latest contracts, and we will still be hosting the old UI. There's going to be a legacy.daodao.zone where you'll be able to still like access all the old DAOs, and we're going to be working on a migration path for all the DAOs that, you know, people want to migrate. You actually don't have to migrate your DAO. It's perfectly fine to like leave it as is, but if you want to take advantage of the latest, you know, DAO smart contract features, you may want to migrate. So we're going to be having a path for that. But yeah, the new UI will support like the latest contracts, and that actually gives it some improvements. So one of the things that people have complained about is like the confusion between like multi-sigs and DAOs. And so now we've kind of unified like those two concepts. And so there's one creation flow for creating an org, and that might be a multi-sig. It might be a DAO with a token. It might be an NFT based DAO. It might be, you know, something that's based on like a native staking token to like a validator or whatever. You know, we're just trying to go for like one sort of org creation flow and make it really nice. And it's really beautiful. I've seen the previews. I think you're all going to be blown away by, you know, what current, like the improvement from what currently exists. And so, yeah, that's going to launch around the time that the V1 contracts launch. Another really big thing that's come out, and this is very interesting to a lot of people, you know, that are building with DAO. So like, shout out like Hope, shout out Aqua, you know, shout out DogDAO and Netta, you know, anyone who's interested in building like a big DAO. We're also going to be having our SDA, which stands for Single DAO App. And you've seen this if you've used Raw DAO before. So this allows, you know, people to easily build a custom website for their DAO. And then that really gives you like a lot of control over how exactly you want things to be, the exact kind of flow you want. But we, you know, again, try to make it as easy as possible for you. So yeah, that's already working with the V1 contracts, which is really exciting. And we are going to be working really hard to get like the V1 of the normal UI out and refined as much as possible. There is search. So there is a bunch of really great projects coming to Juno because of the Terra collapse, one of which is subquery. And it's going to enable some really next level like kind of features with relating to like seeing data about your DAO. So a lot of people have asked for like being able to visualize like who's a member of, you know, a DAO, or like, is this DAO going to rug me because all the tokens are like held by like one person with all the voting power, you know? So we're kind of just trying to like, you know, all this stuff is on chain. We just want to visualize it to make it as, you know, transparent as possible so that people can see when they join a DAO, like, you know, what the token distribution looks like, what, you know, what the activity looks like. So we're really working on trying to provide like better like search tools, better tools for like kind of visualizing DAO data. And yeah, this is a long effort, but you know, I just wanted to let you all know that we're really taking it seriously and working to get started on it. And then, yeah, anyone have anything to add on that before I move on to the final thing, and then we'll have Q&A. Thank you everyone for being patient.
So we got something. Unsexy though this may be, one of the things I'm most excited about actually about the V1 UI is a vastly simplified DAO creation flow. There were issues where, you know, we have the OpenSlate DAO set, they're highly configurable, and we've been kind of selectively hiding and strategically reorganizing those configurations to make, I would say, 95% of people very happy with the defaults, and the remaining 99.999% happy with, you know, some toggling and revealing those options more selectively. You know, sometimes less is more, and I think we really learn from experience to dial that in a little bit better if you want.
We also have a new homepage, so if you guys want to, you know, show DAODAO to your friends, there's actually information about what DAODAO is and featured DAOs on the homepage, which is kind of exciting. So, would love feedback on that as well. If people look at that and say, this doesn't make any sense, that'd be a good thing to mention.
Yeah, new homepage looks great. Yeah, so let's maybe get on to the final thing, and then we'll open it up for questions and, you know, conversation. And if we really have a bunch of time left, I'd love to talk about like the Decentralized Society paper. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to read it, but there's some really cool things in there. And it's kind of actually informing on some of the features that we're going to be working on DAODAO kind of next, and that we've already started on. So maybe we'll have time to talk about that. But we're going to do Q&A first, because I feel like people are just waiting for Q&A. But yeah, the alpha, it's basically... maybe something is coming. You can maybe think about what that something might be. And how do you get that something is probably a question that like a lot of people are wondering. And it's really simple. It's contribute. You should go out and contribute to something. And so Hack Juno, if you're a builder, is a great thing for you to do. Contributing to the cosmos, you know, just the cosmos in general, not just Juno, obviously. Contributions to Juno are great, but that's great. Find some way to contribute and provide value to the community. That's the main hint I want to get. And play DAO games. And I'm sure there'll be like follow up questions about this. But yeah. So just go out and strive to create value for the community, and who knows, maybe good things will happen. Zeke, did you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to throw in that, like, you know, this doesn't have to be technical either. Like, you know, I think one of the most valuable things that we get from DAODAO is just like people popping up in the Discord and saying like, this thing is broken, or I don't like how this thing is. And even if it's not even like, you know, even if it doesn't have like a direction, if it just generally speaking, like, oh, I dislike this feature of UI, like that's still valuable, really valuable to us. And so like, you know, like connecting us with projects or like telling us things you don't like there's a tons of ways to contribute to DAODAO, even if you're not like some crazy smart contract developer.
For example, we're always looking for people to make our documentation more robust. We're always looking for how-tos, guides, best practices. You know, if you have experience distributing tokens or tokenomics, we'd love to have your contributions. Feel free to reach out to us about that.
Yeah, Medium articles and things like that are great. But yeah, I guess that's all there. Maybe people ask questions to like elicit more info. I know y'all love like really vague, you know, kind of hints, but you know, that's how alpha is. Like, can't just go out and say it, you know? So yeah, with that, let's get some, I see a request from Hope. Let's get them up. Waiting for them to connect. Hello, Hope, can you hear us?
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. What's up?
Thank you. I'm so sorry. It might be kind of a little bit noisy because I'm in Barcelona. And yeah, kind of enjoying a little bit of life, taking some vacation finally. Just a short trip here. Anyways, this is Ollie from Hope Galaxy. And you can find me under the handle Capital Aladdin. First of all, thank you so much for the great updates. Really like, can't wait to try all the updates that are coming from the DAO. And we are being just happy and excited also to make a use from the community itself. One thing that we love the DAO is we love the fact that decisions are made collectively, informed by the community rather than a single figurehead. So this is one of the really major and reasons why we decided to make basically every decision, big decision, to be made by the community itself and not by one single person. In fact, it is the basis of all the present and future developments of Galaxy, and the platform we have been able to build also an NFT marketplace with a registered model generated with the members of the DAO. So this is also something that we really love, thanks to, of course, the efficiency and scalability of the Juno blockchain. And let's not talk, not only that, but in our DAO, we have made over 14 proposals with a total of votes of around, I think, 9,500 from all the stakers. And currently we have like half of the supply that it is staked. Precisely is 32%. We managed also through the DAO to burn 2,000 of the Hope tokens. So we managed, thanks to the devs of the DAO, to the Hapter DAO, to manage to burn the first five of the burns that we will have, because now we have 14,000 supply, and the goal is to reach 8,000 through the NFT collections. Not only that, as I mentioned before, we launched Opers.io. That is the marketplace that I mentioned. In fact, it's a marketplace currently based on the Juno blockchain and is live, which, as I mentioned again, it has a rev share model. And basically, we share the rewards with all the stakers of our token. And they get the fees from all the NFT exchanges done on the marketplace. Currently, we have listed our collection, but many will arrive soon. Like one official one is the Netanox that will be launching with us. Other ones are joining too, by the way, but I can't yet, unfortunately, confirm the names because of privacy reasons. But anyways, thank you so much for all the done that you have done so far. Honestly, we've been enjoying this ride, and we will always keep the DAO as one of our main place for any decision. It's hard in the beginning because we want to act fast and you know, just make decisions, because we know that the Web3 space in general is running, you know, at a light speed, and in order to be and stay on the pace, you need to move fast. Maybe this is the only thing that we would love maybe to change, just to make decision in a faster manner. But overall, decision made by the community is really like helping the stability and the future of the project. So thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for the feedback too. I think, like, to your point about sort of fast moving with DAOs, like, that's definitely something we've been thinking a lot about, especially with these like sub DAOs. So like stay tuned, because I think the direction we're moving is like the ability for a DAO to delegate, you know, some set of actions or things to be able to do to this sub-DAO. And so, like, for example, you could, like, a really simple example is, like, delegate the ability to do security upgrades to a sub-DAO. So you could have, like, a multi-sig of trusted members that, like, can do an upgrade. And in your case, maybe you could do a sub-DAO or, like, a multi-sig of trusted members that does, like, token burns or NFTs, if those are fast. But yeah, it's really, really sweet to hear that you guys are enjoying using this. And I really like
cool stuff. Feedback. Cool stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Any other Q&As? Anyone have any questions to ask? Or I'm going to start asking questions.
The threatening energy of that statement.
Yeah, it's very menacing. Wow, really? No questions. People want me to ask questions. All right. Hey, Hope. I got a question for you. Are you there, Hope Galaxy? You still there?
Oh, sorry. I'm here.
All right. Well, what would you be interested in TokenSwap?
In TokenSwap?
Yeah. Like, if there was like some, like hypothetically, like if there was like a DAO token, would you like diversify and trade some DAO token for a Hope token?
Well, really not sure about that. That's definitely a question that I wouldn't make on my own, but I would just take it to the.
Oh yeah, obviously the DAO would make that question. You know,
yeah,
Do you think members of Hope Galaxy would be interested?
No, actually not. Only the Hope token.
All right. Well, that's real talk. Love it.
Yeah.
Hey Hope, yeah. I'm wondering out of curiosity, why you think that's the case?
Why is the case of one Hope, one token?
Yeah, like why is it that you think that Hope doesn't want anything in the treasury aside from Hope tokens?
Well, honestly, we want really like to add the utility to the token itself. Nowadays, you see many projects that are just throwing tokens from there and here, you know. But how is that sustainable in the long run? Okay, you might really, in the short term, you might do like, you know, you have seen at least pumps and then you see huge dumps. But I been in the space, by the way, since 2018. And what I noticed is that only utility tokens really have a better chance to survive. And we believe the more utility we add to the token, the better for the community itself, because you're providing value. And beside having a fixed supply, we actually we are burning. So we're going deflationary. We're trying all the best to add, you know, even more value to the token. And then we translate to the community, to our investors. So that's why we wouldn't.
You're not interested in holding any other tokens besides Hope. Not even Hope. Juno. No.
Beside Hope, like we want to really add value to the token, our own token, and help the community itself, you know. So the only one that we would be holding is Hope token.
All right. I like that stance. It's great.
Jake, let's just say, hypothetically, if I was developing a Wolf token for some sort of platform, I think that project would definitely be interested in what you're alluding here. To give a wink.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Give a wink.
That's,
the Wolf
that's
token.
Really cool.
This unnamed Wolf token.
Cool, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, hey, we got a request from NetaDAO, so let's get them up. Yeah, NetaDAO, let's go. Welcome NetaDAO. Yeah. Can everyone hear him?
Welcome NetaDAO. Surprisingly long, arduous process to connect to a Twitter space. It's kind of interesting.
Hey, NetaDAO. Hey, this is Waterslide from NetaDAO. We definitely would be interested in proposing some DAO token swaps, if and the offer is still open.
Well, this is, you know, all hypothetical, but you know, that's really good to know. That's, I mean, that's really great to know.
We would hypothetically be really hyped about hypothetically doing that.
I think it could hypothetically be really like a big hype thing, you know, but yeah.
All that to say, I hypothetically hope that that happens.
Cool. Great to know. I hypothetically hope that there's a Wolf token as well, some kind of Wolf token or Wolf related token, you know?
Yeah. We're the name pending, I've heard, when nothing's set in stone.
I have a question for Netta and Hope and other DAOs on DATA that are here. I'm wondering what you guys think about an SDA, like something similar to RAW DAO. Is that something you guys find interesting? And then I think if yes, I think my follow-up question would be like, how would you like to see that used? Like, is that a product that you purchase? Is that like just code we open source? I'm curious, like, if you're interested, what the ideal usage path would be for that for you guys.
Well, we've already been, we want the SDA, and I think it's because of, I guess, I can't speak for everybody, but we wanted to have a more locked down place security-wise for what we're trying to do. So we want the SDA. I don't see any issue with compensating DAODAO for that instance of DAODAO. I don't know about the particulars of that, but for what we're trying to do, we are totally going to go the SDA way. It just makes more sense for what we're trying to do and how we're trying to be in the community.
Yeah, you guys leak, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just curious, like, something I'm curious about is, like, how do we present this SDA? Like, is it something that you would want to, like, really customize and, like, integrate in a website, or do you just want something that just, like, appears in, on a website? Like, when you imagine how this is used, I'm curious, like, where you see it slotting in. Like, is it part of an existing NetAdow website? Does it replace the existing NetAdow website? Is it just own domain? Sort of questions like that. Do you imagine it having its own styling that you guys come up with?
Yeah, so I think of it like, I guess, like a white label, your own sort of thing. That might be the wrong way to think about it, but an enterprise version of DAODAO. And so we would want to customize it however the community wants to do that. At first, I don't imagine we're going to want to go balls to the walls and redo everything on it, but we would like it to feel like it is a part of our ethos and what we're trying to do. So we may want to design some things for it or update some of those things, but we're really more concerned with locking down things so that the DAO can't be hijacked through whatever security issues that might be there so that we could have our own instance of it. Apart from that, we're open to having a discussion about how to even do it V1 and moving forward, contributing to that as a community for DAODAO and the SDA. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, that's super useful. I guess, I'm just trying to understand, like, we have this thing and I'm trying to understand how to best package it. If it's something that's like, we have this, you know, selection of components that you like import into an existing like Next.js front end and just like use, or if it's something that you'd want to like basically only have a DAO, like you just want to like press a button and have a website with only the SDA on it. And it sounds like what you're saying is like, when you imagine this SDA, like what I'm hearing is that you'd want this to actually like be integrated into an existing website, in which case, like, maybe it makes more sense for this to be like a collection of components as opposed to like really like a website that you create. Is that sort of, am I understanding that correctly?
Well, I don't want to misspeak because I haven't, Envy has been the one who's been working with you all on that, and they would be better to talk about that. I don't envision it being some sort of componentized thing like you just hook into. I would imagine it's like its own thing that you would, I don't even know how to speak about it, but it's like it's its own thing. If your community wants extra stuff or extra abilities to hook into it however you want, then you would choose the SDA as opposed to, you're just bootstrapping, you got a community, you want to use the out-of-the-box DAODAO tooling.
Cool. There's got to be other questions in the crowd.
I've got PupMoz via a tweet. So do you mind if I just jump in and
ask it out?
Let's see what PubMos has
so
to say.
So we've got, so there's two. There is when delegations, and then just another one on top of that is when DAO, which is the DAO that governs DAO. This, I'm not just saying DAO multiple times. So yeah, there you go.
Let's see. I'll take the first question, which was...
So vote delegation, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, that was already actually done. We need to get that code into an audited kind of format. And then we need to create UI for it. I think that was the problem last time, is actually in the existing contracts. It's just there's no UI for vote delegation. So that's something that kind of needs to be like designed a bit. But I think we can make something that's really kind of beautiful around vote delegation. But you know, it's going to take a little bit of time.
We've had talks internally, haven't we, about sort of these sort of permission systems and building these sort of ways that sort of non-experts can delegate control to someone that they trust. And yeah, I think that's going to be our sort of a pretty big target for us, is to make it as seamless as possible. If you feel that maybe you're not suitable to vote on an issue, to give your vote to someone that you respect, make decision on your behalf. Or if you can't vote for a week because you're off on holiday in the Bahamas, then you just don't want to miss out on participation, because say maybe there's vote incentivizing. That's definitely something we want to look into and sort of build these quite sophisticated DAOs in the end.
Yeah, so that's, I think, coming very shortly. Really, the main kind of blocker there is building UI for it. Again, we already had some kind of working contracts for it previously, so we can get those into shape. But mostly just need to make a beautiful experience so that people can delegate their vote. And that's really the main thing. And that is something I think we'll work on very soon after we launch like the V1 UI. Because we want it to work with the newest smart contracts, because they're so much better. I see Barton has requested. This is going to be fun. Let's go. What's up, Barton? How's it going?
Hey. Awesome to be here in the first DAO space. I had a question relating to interchain accounts, and basically what features do you see interchain accounts support enabling in DAO? As someone sort of managing several DAOs with assets on JunoSwap, they're like IBC versions of things like Chihuahua. What specifically would be this like an impact on a user of DAO?
Oh, wow, that's a really great question. Yeah, I think interchain accounts are some of the things we're like most psyched for, actually. So that will allow DAOs on Juno to launch NFTs on Stargaze, or take their treasury and LP it on Osmosis, or run a server in Akash, which is like actually like a really cool potential thing. If you wanted to run an Element server, which is like a open source, like kind of like Discord like app, you can run your own chat server in Akash using a DAO. No credit card required. Like, that's really cool. Some other things that people will be able to do, they will be able to have an interchain account on Evmos. So if people really want, you know, some that sweet, sweet EVM, because they just want, you know, sweet, sweet EVM, well, guess what? They can have it, like, control an account on Evmos and, you know, do stuff over there. Great. So, like, it really opens up, like, just, like, the whole possibilities of, like, the interchain, and really makes, I think, interchain accounts is what will make, you know, DAOs truly interchain. So when are we going to start seeing those features is a really great question. First, we need a couple more chains to adopt the latest version of IBC, which is actually going to happen sooner than you might think. So Juno is going to have interchain accounts in the very next release, which is probably going to be in like a week or two. We have a very big testing process, so we have to test everything. And then a couple other chains like Osmosis and Stargaze all have it in the works as well. And I've also talked with Greg from Akash, and interchain accounts is heading over there as well. So yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, totally. And you know, in the meantime, I wanted to point out, if people haven't seen that yet, you can actually add versions of assets to JunoSwap. It's not the same as an interchain sort of account. It's basically using a sand channel on a layer between two chains that needs to exist, and then you can actually interact with like JunoSwap contracts through messages. So it's a little bit tedious, but actually possible to, in addition to staking, to start sort of monetizing your DAO's treasury by attaching it to a liquidity pool, for instance, in JunoSwap. So that's a cool feature. It would be made a lot easier, I think, if we had the accounts. Totally. I have another one, if that's okay.
All right. Yeah, one more, and then we're going to get to some of the other people that are waiting.
Sounds good. As you know, it's not here, but I wanted to ask about the sort of the activity around the mobile features of DAODAO. Like, I've seen there's quite a lot of interesting development in that area. And sort of what is the current state of DAODAO in mobile, and like what are some of the challenges and like some areas that still need to be covered?
Yeah, this is a super good question. So DAODAO should be anything, everything you can do in desktop DAODAO, you should currently be able to do on mobile DAODAO. If you can't, that's like a great bug to report. Mobile is quite hard, or like quite tedious right now with Kepler. So there's like people here, I don't know if Cosmwatch is here, like there's people here that are doing like dApps right now and want mobile. It's a little bit of a pain. But we actually forked Kepler's mobile code and basically entirely rewrote it. And if you're following Spark IBC, I think there's a workshop in the works, this might be some alpha, about how to do mobile for your website that Noah's going to run. So we're definitely like working hard on this and want other people to be able to do this, because it's super important.
Awesome. Thanks for work.
Yeah, we'll also mention that we now support Wallet Connect, which is great. That's going to open up like a bunch of other like new wallets that are coming to Juno. And there's going to be a couple of announcements soon, but there's a lot of exciting, beautiful wallets coming to Juno. So that's going to be really exciting. And then I think once the new V1 contracts are up and audited, I think we're going to like maybe try to request that DAODAO can be added to the official apps section of Kepler, so that you'll be able to use DAODAO from Kepler Mobile. And yeah, let's get some other speakers up here. I think Used for Crypto, you are next. Go. Welcome, Used for Crypto. What was your question?
You're currently muted.
All right. Well, Used for Crypto, it was really great having you as a speaker, but we're going to get the next guest up and maybe hold your question if you come back.
Oh, hey, can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yeah, now we can hear you. You're ready to ask your question?
The entire time. I apologize. Okay. Well, my question is, and I said I hope that you haven't already covered it, but will you be able to change your vote?
Dude.
Yes. Yes.
We just did this. We just did a PR for this.
That's so funny.
Like, so great you asked. Yeah, so this is like coming. And so like, I will say like for DAOs here that are interested in this is a great example of why the new contracts and like upgrading is important. Just like if you want this feature, you got to do an upgrade. Although V1 will support this at launch. So yeah, we're working on this. Revoting has like some challenges. So like if you allow revoting, proposals cannot pass early. So like if you have a week long proposal duration, it'll take a week for a proposal to pass because like you never know what the final vote is until you cannot vote anymore. But yes, we're like absolutely working on this, and it like exists in the contracts and like will ship. And that's like a really great question because it's something that's really important.
Yeah, it's in the audited version, so it's going to ship with V1. And yeah, I did hear a lot of complaints about that. And thank you for everyone who provides feedback on that stuff. Like, we're trying to make really good DAO tooling, and it's hard. And, you know, we need to know what you want. So, like...
Yeah, if you don't tell us what you want, we don't know what you want.
All right. Lazuli, you're up. What's up?
Hey, will entire chain's governance be able to route through DAODAO tools to use maybe different voting styles?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is the goal. It's going to take a while, but you know, that's fully the goal. I hope that someday that, you know, we're going to vote to replace Cosmos governance module with like some DAODAO contracts on Juno. It's going to take time though.
Nice.
All right. I see a few more others going to add them. Coin landing page. What's up? Coin landing page, you're a speaker right now. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hello. First off, I wanted to say I saw your landing page got updated, and as our name suggests, we're all about landing pages. Really nice to see. There's nice. Finally a page that explains a little bit more. It's always nice. What I was wondering, I don't know, maybe it's a question to ask. We're a community-based tool. We're about to launch soon, but yeah, that can always be extended. That focuses on aggregating landing pages and being an inspiration for other projects within the Cosmos ecosystem. And I was wondering, could I make a DAO for this organization, and how would it could it be utilized? Could a non-crypto project use DAO as a tool?
Well, you can definitely make a DAO. I mean, one example, from what little I know, coming up with an idea of what you might do, right? Let's say that you want to collect your favorite landing pages, and everything that your group decides is great, appears on some kind of page. You can create a DAO with, everyone who is going to be involved in that decision making, where you vote on what that set looks like, you want to add things or remove things, and use that those votes to produce a landing page. And in that sense, those canonical approved landing pages that your landing page DAO likes will appear and be binding in a causal way to governance. This is just an idea.
Yeah, nice. No, it opens, it inspires already. Thanks for
absolutely. And that was an example, by the way, that does have some relationship between governance proposals and code still. But I cannot emphasize enough the degree to which, these do not have to just be code. I think the code, proposals that do involve the kind of running code are where DAO shine. But, it really does represent governance systems in the most abstract sense. And if you want to create, informal things, remember, our legal system has worked well enough for hundreds of years without having any running code. We provide, I think, a much more transparency and efficiency than that system. And we're to do the same thing, really, just these kinds of natural language laws and rules and regulations. You can do that with DAO. There's absolutely, we support that.
All right, nice. Thanks. Well, that's that was my question. And I got a nice answer. Thanks.
Great. Yeah, check out curation DAOs. It's a really big topic. All right, we got some more speakers. Hassan, I think you're first, so I'm adding you. Hassan, you're a speaker. What's up? Hello, do you have a question?
Hassan is muted.
Okay, can you hear me
Hassan
now?
Hassan is muted.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, he's here. Yeah, we can hear you.
I actually had a few questions. I know one of you guys said earlier that the main focus was to ensure that one of your main priorities was to ensure that the DAO is secure and that it doesn't get hijacked. So one, what are the odds of it getting hijacked? Second question, real quick, from my understanding, the DAO, yes, it could be customized, kind of like how Juno did with the RAW, but the main thing is for governance and voting, right? So if you wanted other things to take place, it would kind of have to be like Marvel, where it's redirecting you elsewhere. And the third one and last question is, what do you mean by you'll be able to launch NFT collections from the DAO? Does that mean from DAO you could launch an NFT collection on Stargaze?
Yeah, that's the idea for interchain accounts, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, and then would you mind repeating your second question?
So the second question is, right now for the DAO, pretty much it's a place where governance takes place and proposals, correct? But if you wanted if you wanted other things to take place, it would have to be like, how Marble has it, where it's a link to another website, where users are able to interact with the website.
Yeah, so that's a really, so I'll take, and I guess maybe I'll do two, and then I'll do your first one first. So re-hijacking, I think as always, people can make mistakes. and like smart contracts can have bugs. And like even like the most well audited, well prepared things, like you look at like this mirror hack that happened recently, and like, you know, their code actually like largely worked, but then like the validator set was running an incorrect oracle and they got found. And so like there's always a risk, but I will say that like we take security like extremely seriously, and we have like 97% test coverage in our repo, which is like very, very high for projects. We've done one audit already with SecurityDAO, and we're doing our second audit now with Oak Security. So like we really like take that ridiculously seriously. For the second question about more lighthearted about integrating. So yeah, and so that like answering this question of like how if you're Marble DAO, you have DAO in one place and website in another place, and like same with like Hope right now. And I think that's really what we're trying to do with the single DAO app, is like giving people the tools to like sort of take our DAO contracts and take sections of our UI and integrate them into their existing website. And so like what the SDA allows and like what we're working towards with that is like some like Marble DAO, that governance tab could just become something on their website with a custom UI for their DAO with its custom features and custom modules. And so like we're definitely working towards that. There's like, it's like kind of a hard problem to figure out exactly how to do that right from like a technical perspective, like what do we provide and what exactly do we do? But yeah, so like it's a really good question. It's definitely something that I think DAOs want solved, and like we're working on that. So yeah, and thanks for your question. These are really great.
All right. Yeah, that helps explain out. Thank you. Thank you for answering it. You guys did a great job, by the way, with the custom, with out of the box setup. It was really straightforward.
Thank you.
Great. It's gonna get better.
I'll definitely be following along. Thank you.
All right. Next question.
Bali get live.
Hey, can you hear me? I'm talking through a vapor mask.
Oh, yeah, we got
you. Okay, cool. So I have a question for anyone working on DAO. What is the most creative vision that you've envisioned that someone could do with DAO tooling?
It's running a government. I have one too that's more silly, which is with these new voting modules, you can do stuff like have DAOs that make everyone take the weekend off, or DAOs that don't work during full moons. And so I think there's like a number of sort of just like fun things you can do with these new modules, and like, you know, moon phases, you don't need an oracle to figure them out. So whoever writes moon phase voting module that turns off during full moons, I'll be really stoked about that. I'd love to review that PR.
You can make like a kosher DAO that doesn't work on Fridays or whatever.
Yeah, all right. That's, you can definitely do that. Which would be
cool. I'm gonna make kosher DAO right now. I'm gonna go ahead and make it.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of exciting possibilities. I'm excited for DAOs to completely replace legal orgs. It's just a lot more efficient. I don't know how many people listening have like started a C corp or an LLC or a nonprofit. It's like it doesn't work like we expect things to do in the 21st century. Like you have to file all these papers, and then like in order to like get proof that you filed the papers, you have to like spend like $35, and someone has to physically go and open a filing cabinet in some government office somewhere. It's like. And then you have to file all these like papers that are like memorandums of like the decisions, and you have to like hire all these like really expensive like lawyers and accountants. And I think the promise of DAOs is that we're going to make all this like fully transparent, fully secure, fully like easily accessible and usable by just using an app. Like you can just participate in governance, like real governance, by just using an app. And, you know, I think that like there's even like potential to like integrate with like legal systems, so you can just use a DAO, and that's like a legally like valid action, you know.
And your reward for doing all of this hard work, by the way, is that you're left with an organization whose state is not at all expectable. You need an accountant, about a team of accountants, to figure out what's actually going on inside of it. Whenever I tell people what I do, when people ask me what I do, I say that I work at a workaround cooperative that helps people create workaround cooperatives. And people say, well, why do you need something like that? You know, I'd say, well, have you ever tried to make a workaround cooperative? You have to go through this cooperative kind of legal structuring, which is very, very strict. After you were trying to hire people outside of your legal jurisdiction, outside of the U.S., it's incredibly hard, if not impossible. And if you think all of that is hard, then try raising money as a co-op. That is almost truly impossible. You need to do some real, real enabling. And you can actually do that in a matter of a couple of minutes without it.
And also just governing protocols. I think that this is like really the true potential of DAOs, is that we live in an age where algorithms, you know, control our lives, and we want to have democratic control over algorithms and over networks. And so, you know, the really great potential of the DAO tools we're building is to like just make fully decentralized like social networks. Like, I don't know who might be working on such things, but, you know, like maybe the Calum, are you working on some sort of like decentralized social network project?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got something to do with like wolves or something?
Yeah, wolf token. I don't know where it is, yeah, at the minute. So yeah, but don't worry, yeah, that's coming eventually, guys, don't worry.
All right, well, welcome Cleomedes. Tell us how to pronounce your name.
It's Cleomedes, thank you. So I spoke with Callum a little bit in DMs about kind of like an idea that we're trying to pursue for our DAO. And basically we want to create a self-bond wallet that's more secure than, you know, just your typical validator wallet. And the idea that Callum shared is that, you know, we can basically create a delegation proposal within DAO. And so I'm assuming that's currently within just the Juno network. So kind of going off of that cross-chain compatibility vision that DAO is kind of moving towards, do you think it'd be possible to delegate assets on other chains at some point using that same multi-sig wallet?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I don't really have too much more to say there.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. DAO run validators and things like that are cool. What do you guys are thinking about that?
Yeah, lots of potential with DAO run validators. You know, maybe we'll see some like really crazy DAO run validator concept soon. I don't know, maybe that's alpha. Let's see. I think we're, you know, kind of running close to time. And this is not going to be our last spaces, by the way. It's just the first spaces. But yeah, I see a few more interesting people in the crowd, and like maybe some of you want to come up, like Tricky, see. Tendermint Timmy, see Max, you know, anyone else have more questions? It's open floor right now. Just hit that request speaker button.
Oh, I have sort of an open question that we've sort of touched on that we can just ask, but maybe a little bit alpha to it as well. Unless someone else is about to jump in.
That's allowed. Yeah.
Okay. So this hypothetical token that we've been speaking about, not the wolf one, the one that you alluded to, if I'm from a non-technical background and this interests me, you know, what sort of actions should I start to take to maybe position myself, maybe draw some attention to myself where I might get a slice of said hypothetical token, you know?
This is a really great question. Well, obviously, like the keyword is contribute. And that, you know, there are certain things that I think make valuable contributions that are completely non-technical. So maybe think about, you know, kind of what those things are. Like, you know, there's definitely a lot of, you know, people like CryptoCito, for example, he's contributing to the cosmos. You know, he's like, you know, educating people on like a lot of, you know, what things are happening. You know, there's people like Max that are really engaged in like the community side of things. There are, you know, opportunities to, you know, help write like guides and stuff for like normal people to like, you know, kind of learn about DAOs. You know, we have this whole like documentation section, which is like, you know, fun. I mean, you can just join the community and help like report bugs and stuff. You know, I think in general, we also want to make this like a cosmos thing. You know, what are you doing for the cosmos? You know, I think that there's like this kind of like attitude, and I think it's fine. I love airdrops as much as the next person. But, you know, when you give people things for free, they become so demanding sometimes. And it's like, what have they done to like actually contribute? I'm kind of really interested. I think this is also true with like Hack Juno as well. And maybe like getting nominated and building something for Hack Juno might be a really great way to get said other thing, you know, whatever that hypothetical thing might be. But I, you know, because if people that get nominated, and there's going to be a lot more info about this soon, are going to, you know, are making contributions. They're helping further like Juno along, you know. So yeah, I would just like, Callum, to answer your question, I would just ask yourself, like, what can I do for the cosmos?
Yeah, and to sort of jump on onto my own question is that, yeah, sort of one thing that we definitely like is sort of content creation. Definitely onboarding is definitely a focus. And we've got a bunch of great people already in that space, but that doesn't mean there's not room for more. You know, Doc's contribution, we've got sort of Cosmos Spaces who do great, like, sort of content for that. And then upcoming sort of stuff with Spark IBC, just wink, wink, definitely check that out. That's definitely the sort of thing that I would look for in, if for someone who's non-technical, to get a slice of the pie of this hypothetical token. So just make sure you're sort of driving people and sort of building this community, which is definitely the sort of whole sort of almost sort of Cosmos thesis at the end of the day.
Yeah. And if you are technical, then that's great. You know, go contribute to the cosmos, you know, like build something of value, and then you can be recognized. Tendermint Timmy, you're up. What do you got to say? What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? I guess sort of maybe a feature request, more so just an idea to like bounce off you guys. I've been like using DAO and playing around with it, and I've, you know, come across the need already to do custom sort of commands that aren't from your preset list. And as like a not too technical coder, I've just been thinking of how you guys could maybe like work with the community to provide more options there without just putting all the work on yourself. I don't know how to do it without a community, or sorry, without a security risk, but it would be really cool if there was some maybe forum or a spot in your guys' Discord that could be just heavily moderated to help with security, where people could post like templates. So for example, a really common one, I think, once DAODAO spins up, will be enabling restake on staked Juno. So, you know, we have same with multisigs. I'm kind of talking about both of them all in one because you guys do both. But yeah, having the ability to maybe go, even though it's not on your website, something you haven't implemented, but maybe go to the like verified templates channel on Discord or something, and I can just copy the custom command, put in my wallet address, bring it in there, do whatever I need to do. So maybe in that way, the community can kind of start to like help you guys out and put together interactions. Yeah.
I love this so, so much. That is like a great idea. Let's make it happen. It happened here. It happened now. Tendermint Timmy, are you already part of the Discord?
Pretty sure.
Okay, sweet. Can you just DM me your handle, and you're gonna get a nice contributor tag because you just did something there, which is awesome. You helped us move forward, and then maybe you can help out with like that. I mean, that's a great idea for a channel. We are gonna be working on providing more UI templates, but that's like a really great way of like even figuring out what to prioritize and then like kind of just documenting it. So I think that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah, this is a workflow we've actually approved. I don't know if we sort of, to give an insight of how the inner workings of DAODAO works is, it is a task force. We sort of split work into these task force, and there is literally one called Templates Task Force. And we've been sort of discussing this, and sort of Nick's been leading the effort with that. And we've sort of been talking different ways to get, we think a very nice way to do it would be sort of an approved GitHub repo where people can submit PRs for stuff they'd call useful, sort of just JSON files that you can copy and paste in. And of course, because the PRs would have to be approved, you could assure that they've had multiple people look over them. And that's sort of some sort of solution we could literally come up with quite quickly, actually.
Let's do it. Yeah, I'd love that personally. As someone who's already been playing around with the tooling and a real purpose, like that'd be such a cool resource.
Great idea. Way to contribute. That was awesome. I can't, like, I'm really looking forward to that channel, and it'll be like really great to see what kind of things people want to do with their DAOs. And then we'll all, you know, it'll seamlessly document them. We'll be able to like search things through the history, and yeah, it'll be great. Tangled, you are up. Tangle, Cosm, NFT, NT. Hello. Tangled, can you hear me?
Hey, how you going? Sorry, I think I might have accidentally asked to speak. I didn't intend to, but I'm glad to be on the spaces at the moment.
Well, do you have a question? Like, now that you're up here, what's in the?
I mainly just want to observe and learn more about the DAO, and you know, there's a lot of articles that have been coming out, and people are starting to establish the views about what a DAO means, and you know, what it means to be a DAO token holder and engaging in governance and voting. And you know, one of the things that have recently popped up in a lot of DAO discussions and managing like DAO structures is the risk element of holding a DAO token and engaging in voting, and the potential that token holders and people participating passively through voting are general liability partners and stuff like that. Like, I know that's a little bit of a negative spin on DAOs, but it's something that is popping up and creating some confusion in utilizing DAOs for projects. So I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that, if you have any.
Yeah, I mean, first of all this stuff is like untested. It's not tested in court. There's not been like a good like sort of precedent. So you'll hear people like doing various like conjectures about what these things might be. But in actuality, like there's probably like a lot of nuance, and every DAO is different. Different DAOs will have different voting systems. Different DAOs will have different distribution. So for example, a DAO with 1,000 people is very different from a DAO that's controlled by like 2 people, you know. Like it's just going to be really complex, and it's just something we're going to be figuring out as a tangent to the legal system. Like, it's just going to be evolving. Like, in many ways, we're actually just starting to get some of our first like really exciting contributors that are lawyers, which is really kind of great, because like, can we take actions, for example, in like establishing like a constitution as a DAO, or like a charter, if you will, that like kind of explains what the relationships are, in using code, but also using like legal words. Like, think of the legal words as like a magical incantation that makes something like a lot more compliant, you know. And then there's a ton of like potential like legal structures to explore for DAOs, and also a lot of people are still arguing that, you know, kind of a DAO first view, that like that a truly decentralized organization that lives entirely on chain is completely valid, and should be fine as long as it's like actually decentralized. So like Juno, for example, is a DAO. Like, it's a DAO first kind of thing. And don't be surprised if DAODAO does a similar thing, where we're like a DAO first. You don't see us like raising, like doing a scammy ICO, or like raising a seed round from Andreessen Horowitz, even though we could probably do that. You know, I think that we have the intention of like trying to figure out what a DAO first model kind of looks like. But that doesn't mean we like ignore regulations, or it doesn't mean we like don't talk with lawyers and try to like figure out how best to do things. That's part of like, you know, the big experiment. Now, there is like a little bit of risk, yes. But you know, there's risks, I think, in all of crypto right now. And it's important to be aware of those risks, and also just, you know, do things to protect yourselves. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't like give like too much advice, but if I had to like give some like general advice, which maybe some lawyers would completely disagree with, I think that mostly the most important thing you can do is pay some taxes, you know. Yes, all this stuff is really complicated. There might be question about what exact amount you owe, but you know, if you pay some taxes, just think of it, you're just paying the gatekeepers. Like, even if like they take you to court, they're going to be like, well, you know, you weren't supposed to do this thing, but he paid his taxes. You're not going to jail. You know, if you're like making, you know, if you're making like a lot of money and you're not like paying it to like the military industrial complex, well, then they're going to come for you. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. Just take that advice with a grain of salt, but you have to know that all this stuff is like really, really in flux, and it's also new, and it's going to take years for people to like figure out like how exactly this all fits together. So yeah, actually, that's a really great question, even though you randomly press the speaker button. And if there's any like lawyers in the audience or people that are really interested in how we can build better structures, like legal structures, but also just wording, like a lot of times it's about clarifying like what relationships are going down, you know. It's kind of like it's kind of crazy, like to me, this is just a rant as well, but like we live in a world where like people can have these like magic terms of service, like blankets of text that no one actually ever reads, but like supposedly that protects people from stuff and like gives like Facebook the right to like sell all your data and like scan your images and like do all this other crazy shit. And so like, you know, I think we can obviously not to do like evil shit, but like to just like protect ourselves, like that we can like try to figure out better language around how we form our DAOs to like limit liability. Another thing, and this is again not lawyer advice, is like, you know, there are like existing legal structures for that you can use yourself to protect yourself. So one of those is like a limited liability corporation. You know, looking into like having like a personal like LLC or whatever. But you need to talk with a lawyer about this stuff if you're really, really going to get involved with it. Or if you're living in a country like the US. If you don't live in the US, you can probably just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm jealous.
No, thank you very much. That was, it's consistent with a lot of the stuff that I've heard. But yeah, I just wanted to get views from people really on the forefront of it, because yeah, you're right. There's a lot of unknowns. And when you start crossing jurisdictions and you start dealing with, you know, people in different countries involved in a single DAO, it's like, what does it even mean to be a liability partner? Or, you know, if something goes wrong, if there's a dispute, you know, it's just super interesting. And it's highlighted, it's really highlighted by all the stuff happening in the cosmos in the first half of 2022. It's like super interesting. So thanks for your insight.
Yeah, Cosmos is really pushing like governance forward. And yeah, it's going to be a little bit messy, but you know, it's really important work that's being done right now. And I think we're going to figure out some really cool things around it. But yeah, it will take time. And yeah, I don't know. Well, we are almost at an hour and a half. How are people feeling? Wave with an emoji if you want this space to continue. Does anyone have a question? I see no waves. Maybe it's time to end. All right, I see hearts for ending. Okay. All right. Well, we'll do this again. And it was fun. And yeah, just go out and contribute to the cosmos. That's the alpha.
Thank you so much, everyone. These are really great questions.
Oh, and July 4th. That's there we go.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Nice. Everyone speculate as you
all right. Will. I'm gonna end that Twitter Spaces on that note. July 4th.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the DAO DAO AMA, recorded on Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Watching these debates, like what a bunch of noise, when the illusion of choice outmaneuvers your voices. No one really knows what the fuck is going on here, sitting in the bunker, waiting for the all clear. It's like we're getting steered towards the motherfucking iceberg, captain all drunk deciphering where the ice lurks. And we thought 2020 was gonna be a nice year, living with the plague, like who brought the mice here? Try to think of it as another simulation, game full of bugs, but it's still fun to play. It's like we're aliens, beta testing Earth, digging in the dirt, trying to earn a little girth. The beast is silent when it defeats the riders, living outside trying to meet this virus. If you wanna watch it all burn from the sky rise, delete the science and increase the righteous. Living like a jerk, return to feed the worms, vibing like a tree, just breathing out the words. Be careful outside, them police is violent, feeling like I finally earned some peace and quiet.
Nice guy. It's the best.
Sitting down to eat a little piece of pie first, trying to be the fat kid you least admire. Feast of fire when the beasts of burden are getting all bored, but at least we're certain we found the imposter living among us, fussing with hunches. Another big chungus bludgeon. Don't worry, the fungus will clean up the guts and get us to function on fleeting assumptions. I see through the rust from rush to rush. Now we're stacked up like a bunch of junk. So hush your muff before we stuff your luck and break your fucking neck to this like bust a bust. Bleeding impulsive, the meeting controls it when breathing corrosive. No eating the bullshit, feeling the worth like it's gonna be a good year. Now we're all tired, stop treading on the work here. Nice time.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. TerraSpaces.